This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. The Office of the United Nations Human Rights Chief called on the Russian government to carry out or cooperate with an independent investigation into the reported poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
Navalny is clearly someone who needed state protection, even if he was a political thorn in the side of the government. And as the High Commissioner says, it's not good enough to simply deny he was poisoned and deny the need for a thorough, independent, impartial, and transparent investigation into this assassination attempt.
The spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Rupert Colville, described the poisoning as a serious crime that was committed on Russian soil and urged the Russian authorities to investigate and ensure the human rights of its citizens, including Mr. Navalny. Mr. Navalny has come out of his medically induced coma. He was flown to Germany last month after falling ill on August 20th on a domestic flight in Russia. Belarus border officials say Maria Kolesnikova, a leading member of Belarus's opposition, was detained early Tuesday while trying to cross into neighboring Ukraine. The officials said that Kolesnikova was traveling with two other opposition movement members, Anton Ronyenkov and Ivan Kravtsov, who both successfully entered Ukraine. The circumstances of how the group ended up at the border was not immediately clear. Monday brought calls from Germany and Britain demanding Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko disclose Kolesnikova's location after reports she was seized by unidentified men in Minsk. Kolesnikova was the last of three women left inside Belarus who came together in the Opposition Coordination Council to try to defeat Lukashenko. This is VOA News. Well, President Donald Trump began his Labor Day press conference yesterday by insisting a reporter remove his mask if he wanted to ask a question.
The issue of what happened when you were in France continues to be a story.
You're going to have to take that off, please. Just, you can take it off. How many feet are you away?
I'll speak a lot louder.
Well, if you don't take it off, you're very muffled. So if you would take it off, it would be a lot easier.
I'll just speak a lot louder. Is that better?
It's better, yeah.
As the news conference went on, President Trump said top Defense Department leaders want to keep waging wars to keep defense contractors happy. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
President Trump, during a White House news conference Monday, said ordinary troops like him, but not the Pentagon brass.
Not saying the military is in love with me. The soldiers are. The top people in the Pentagon probably aren't, because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy.
The president slamming the military leaders as part of his continued defense against allegations that he made offensive comments about fallen service members, including calling World War I dead at a cemetery in France losers and suckers. The Atlantic first reported on the anonymously sourced allegations. AP and other media organizations verified those allegations with their own sources. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Trump says he's open to an investigation of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy after some of DeJoy's former employees said they felt pressured to donate to GOP candidates. DeJoy is a major donor to President Trump and other Republicans. Mr. Trump also says DeJoy should lose his job if campaign finance irregularities are uncovered. In the state of Oregon's capital Monday, a right-wing crowd rushed a smaller group of Black Lives Matters counter-demonstrators, firing paint gun pellets at them. There were skirmishes, and the Black Lives Matter group dispersed shortly after local police arrived on the scene. Earlier Monday, hundreds of people gathered in a small town south of Portland for a pro-Trump vehicle rally. The rally's organizers say they did not plan to enter the county where Portland is located. Oregon City is about 20 miles south of Portland. Negotiators on both sides of the English Channel say this week is the moment of reckoning for a post-Brexit trade deal between the European Union and Britain. But after 6 months of toxic wrangling, the odds are mounting an agreement will not be struck, both British and European officials concede. The result of that could poison relations between Britain and its near neighbors for years to come, with far-reaching consequences. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.